Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So usually we do a recap from First Date Friday right now. So we had Nicole who called in, said she was going on a first date on Friday. But the interesting part about her first date was that she's not from here. She's from like northern Wisconsin. She just changed her like Tinder or Hinge location or whatever to be Chicago while she was in town. Now, this happens sometimes where now I can't get a hold of her, right? Like, I had her info. She said she was going to come in and recap what happened on the date. Didn't happen. But here's what was interesting about the date for me is when we had talked, I want to talk about non-negotiables that you thought you had with somebody, that was going to be your partner, but then you kind of went, you know what? I'm going to give up on those a little bit. Talking to Nicole, she said she had a bunch of non-negotiables on her like profile, so she knows who she's looking for, but she was willing to bend on those for someone she really liked. I was like, oh, that's really interesting, because one of them was like location, obviously, but she was somewhere else. So here's what I want to know. If you had something that you thought was a non-negotiable, right? Like something that you're like, I will never marry or date somebody that is this or has this or doesn't have a certain thing, but then you ended up kind of bending on that and you realized there might have been something else more important. What was that thing that you bent on? 312-946-4995. Because I think people get stuck in this and that probably deters them from being with somebody that could be really great. Like, I think I could have missed out on being with my wife because I used to think I would only date a girl that could dance, right? Like, so I used to dance professionally. And for me, that was something that was like important to me. It was something I bonded over with other girls and women. And but then I met my wife who's got rhythm, but she's not a dancer. And it turns out there were so many more things that I loved about her that were way more important to that. So I ended up putting that thing I thought was a non-negotiable off to the side because it really wasn't as important as I thought it was going to be. So even if it was something from when you were younger, like I always grew up and thought I was going to marry a professional football player and that's the only person I would ever date, whatever it was. 312-946-4995. What was the thing that you thought was a non-negotiable? I will not be with somebody that doesn't do this or does do this, whatever the case may be. So let's start with Kathleen and Carol Stream. Did you have a non-negotiable that you're like, well, guess that's out the window?
I did. So mine was I wouldn't date a smoker.
Okay.
And I ended up dating a smoker and marrying him. But he did end up quitting down the road. So it did kind of work out, but...
Right. Now, would you say that you had some influence on him quitting?
I definitely pressured him a little bit, but... a little bit. But, I mean, I did love him enough that even if he was going to smoke, I was going to marry him. So.
Yeah, what was that? What was that thing that made you give him even a chance, right? Like, was he just super hot?
Yeah, he's definitely good looking, yeah. But he kind of checked all the other boxes for me.
So I was like, okay,
maybe this is something that can change, but...
In the back of your head, you're like, I can change him.
I mean, that's the hope.
Right, gotcha. That's awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, Carrie in Clarendon Hills, what was that non-negotiable that you bent on?
Dating someone from work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one. That's like a good rule to have, right? Like, I'm going to keep these separate. What made you go, well, maybe I should give this a shot?
You know, I was mid-20s and I was out of a relationship that was terrible. And I was like, okay, let me just see what this guy's about.
Yeah. All right.
And now we've been together for 12 years.
Do you still work together?
No, we don't anymore.
You made him quit? No, I'm just kidding.
From where we were working.
Gotcha. Originally, you're like, well, you know what? I'm going to have a little rebound. This guy's kind of cute. We'll see what happens. Yeah. And then you caught feelings.
Yeah.
Whoops.
12 years later, we've married for a year, just over a year,
awesome.
And we have a little girl now.
That's fantastic. See, sometimes those non-negotiables get in the way of something great. Sometimes that's it. We just got to get out of our own way.
Yep.
This